Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Manikan Show's daily podcast based on our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter. And this newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Manikan Show's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. And now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. With US President Donald Trump upending global trade with his Liberation Day tariff splits, Manikan Show's newsroom spent the day dissecting what exactly will this mean for India, Indian companies, and our economy. So here are the five key takeaways. First, pharma won't be affected. Indian drugs companies have got a reprieve with the pharma sector left untouched by the 10% standard tariff imposed on all imports to US and the 26% duty that will now be put on all Indian goods, writes R. Sriram. Second, gems and jewelry will be hit, but not listed company. You see, this sector accounted for $9.9 billion or roughly Rs. 80,000 crore of exports to USA last year, and it will take a hit because effective tariffs in this sector have gone up by 20%, meaning they have increased from 5 to 5.7% to 26%. But the Trump impact will be limited to unlisted companies, which could see job losses. Among listed jewelry companies, only one, which is Gold IM, which has significant earnings from US exports, will be majorly impacted, reports Bharat Gyanani. Even so, the Trump effect on this company would be restricted because most of its revenues are from lab diamonds, whose prices will go up less than natural diamonds. Third, textiles will fly high. US is India's largest textile buyer, accounting for about Rs. $10 billion of $36 billion textile exports last year, and India's textile makers may emerge stronger despite higher tariffs. This is because 26% tariffs put on Indian textile are higher than those imposed on rivals such as Bangladesh, which is 37%, then Vietnam, 46%, and China, 52%, write Anand Chaudhary and Varsha Bang. Fourth, auto firms skidding into trouble. Auto companies have hit a speed breaker with 25% tariffs on foreign automobiles and auto parts. Tata Motors will be hit as over one-third of Jaguar Land Rover sales come from USA, while Maruti Suzuki and Mahindra & Mahindra will be relatively insulated because of their strong focus on local sales and production. Auto part makers exported about $3.67 billion worth of goods to the US in the first half of financial year 25, and many with large exposure to USA, such as Sona BLW Precision Forgings and Bharat Forge, will be affected, write Nitin Agrawal and Kanchi Shah. Now, fifth, others' pains may be India's gain, as overall about 20 Indian sectors such as electronics earn over 30% of their revenues from US, but many may only be moderately impacted because the tariff hikes on them are much more than those imposed on rival countries. For a comprehensive sector by sector listing of whose will gain, lose or remain unaffected, check out Ishan Gera's comprehensive sectoral Trump report card for India. Also read Ishan's second piece analyzing why Indian exports may benefit because of higher duties on Vietnam, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and Pakistan. Shweta Poonch reports from Delhi's corridors of powers that India is also pinning its hopes on the wider India-US free trade agreement that is being negotiated. Indian negotiators hope to convince Trump to lift some of the new tariffs through exemptions possible under Section 4C of his executive order, which allows for tariff reductions if trade issues are addressed. Beyond the numbers, do read Manas Chakravarti's scathing obituary mourning the demise of the rules-based international order after MAGA, as well as Sanjeev Shankaran's sharp critique of the resort to trade deficits as weapon of mass destruction and why this could have unintended consequences. Elon Musk is always upfront about his opinions, and in an important side battle, his ex is now legally challenging the Indian government over censorship rules, arguing that the Sahyog portal is essentially a censorship tool that allows arbitrary content blocking. Ahik Sood reports on X's legal push, where its lawyers argue that the government is misinterpreting Section 79(3)(b) of the IT Act to issue takedown orders and undermine free speech. Over in the markets, mutual funds have turned net sellers, offloading stocks worth more than Rs 16,000 crore in six sessions, writes Ravindra Sonawane. Despite a significant cash reserve of Rs 1.46 lakh crore as of February, fund managers remain cautious due to the global uncertainty and rich valuations. And finally, Salman Khan's box office magic may finally be fading. Read Abhishek Srivastav's take on why Sikandar's relatively low earnings are only the latest proof that Salman's star power alone may not be enough to save a film from weak storytelling and hack-in formulas. The question is, if Bollywood's bhai can reinvent himself in the age of OTT? That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.